Okay, so let's. So we're doing Shnei Mekavecha Tirgum. Okay, you didn't hear anything, right? Okay, so whatever's necessary, I'll fill you in. Okay, so so basically, the halacha is that you have to do Shnei Mekra. Shnei Mekra means is that the tzibur. The basic halacha is that Shnei Mekra is about your learning of Torah Shabbosaf. Okay, that there's an idea of a mitzvah of Talmud Torah, learning Torah Shabbosaf. And the way your Torah Shavasav was, is, so to speak, it was given a tzura of how you learn Torah Shavasav, which is that the tzibur, there's takana tzibur has to be involved in reading the Torah three times a week, you know, on Shabbos, Monday, and Thursday, so that they would all constantly be involved, continually be involved in the Torah. And together with that, there's a tzibur, the mitzvah, that a yachid does it together with the tzibur on his own, but he does it also Shnei Mekavechet Yogam. That he follows along and does it twice from the pasuk and once from the tirgum, and the idea being that we said is that he's involved. It's like it makes sure everyone does Torah Shavuot. Everyone's involved in Torah Shavuot, and this idea that he does it with the tzibur, so that the whole tzibur is all involved in the same parasha. That you know, it creates a certain klal involved in ideas, and it helps everybody's learning. And the method of doing it is twice the two and one. We said is that you read it when you read Torah Shavasav. It's like a methodology, a basic format of how to read Torah Shavasav. You read it once, just get the overall idea of the thing. Then you read it a second time, and you pick up on details in a different, you know, in a more thorough way. And then you read it to the Tirgum, which is like the commentary, like the explanation of it, Torah Baal Peh on it. So that's like a further level of depth. So whereas if they were in shul, they just do it quickly, you know, and you hear it, and it brings, you know, brings you to start thinking about the ideas here in shul. But the chinuch says, but when you do it on your own, it's a different type of an involvement. Okay, and that was codified that you keep track, keep up with the tzibur. So when the tzibur is doing parshas b'chkosa, you're doing parshas b'chkosa, and so on. Yeah. One important question is, when do you have to do this? When? What's your time zone? Time frame? Right? Okay. So I guess the way to do this is to do the Gemara. So it has a story in the Gemara, Rav Bibi Bar Abaye. So it's the third line of Chas Amud Beis. Okay, Rav's. The Rav Bibi Bar Abaye Savar Lashul Minu LeParshiyasa the Kula Shata B'Mali Yom HaTikipuri. So Rav Bibi Bar Abaye planned to finish all the parshas of the entire year, all on Erev Yom Kippur. Okay. Okay, you have to do it all, the whole Torah, on Erev Yom Kippur. Okay? It's some task, right? It's a lot of work. It's not clear why he wanted to do that.
To read all of it
to do on Erev Yom Kippur itself. On Erev Yom Kippur itself. To do all the parshas, to do the entire Torah all on Erev Yom Kippur. Okay, Shemekah, it'll be a busy Erev Yom Kippur. Okay? Why he wanted to do it is a good question. Why would he want to do this?
Is it separate from every week?
Yeah, no, instead of. You want to do it instead of. You want to jump the gun and basically an Erev Yom Kippur. He'd do the whole year's worth of stuff. You know? So they told him, I mean, it didn't work. They told him, they said, first of all, they says, Tanalei Midifti, basically, he says, you have to eat on Erev Yom Kippur. That's the halacha, it's a mitzvah to eat. Just like, it's like if you eat on the Erev Yom Kippur, it's like you're fasting on the 10th and the 9th, or whatever. It's a mitzvah, it's just. Character of the day is the day of eating, and that's like a contrast to your fasting on the 10th as you're eating on the 9th, and that's a mitzvah. So I mean, it's a mitzvah to eat, so you can't really set up the day as a day of learning to, you know, learning Shnei Mekavecha Tirgum, because you're going to have to, in order to do it, I guess the pshat is, in order to do it, your mom is going to have to spend the entire day doing the Shnei Mekavecha, you're not going to be able to really spend a lot of time eating. I mean, the amount of time it takes is just, you know, you'll really have to be on like fast speed to do it in one day. You're not going to be able to sit to have a meal and all that. So they said he can't do it. Okay? So then he says, okay, fine. So he says, Savalak du minu. So he thought just to do it earlier. So he wouldn't do it on Erev Yom Kippur. I'll do it some earlier times. Right, Rashi, Salei Kol HaParshiyos, B'Shavas Achas, B'Sheshavas, you want to do them all in 1 week or 2 weeks. 1 or 2 weeks, instead of doing it all on Erev Yom Kippur, that's not going to fly. But he'll do it all in, 1 or 2 weeks. So it's an alteration of his original plan. His original plan was to do it all in one shot on Erev Yom Kippur. So he said, I can't do that. But fine, so I'll do it in whatever. Okay. So they said, Tanina, I'm like, who's Saba? Tanina, Vachali Akhtam Shali Akhir. But what do you mean? But you can't do it early, you can't do it late. You got to do it on time. On time. What does it mean on time? It says, Amar Lehu, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Levnei, Ashlim Parshi Yasaychu, Im HaTzibor, Shnei Mekhi HaTirgam. Yeshua told his sons, you should finish your parshas with the Tzibor. Shnei Mekhi HaTirgam. So with the Tzibor means with the Tzibor. You're not doing it with the Tzibor if you do it, right? Right. So this is the basic halacha. Shnei Mekhi HaTirgam is that you got to do it, you got to do it with the Tzibor. That's the very halacha. Okay. So I guess you could ask, I mean, this is a little bit aside from the halacha, but it's Simpson's story. Like, what was he trying to do? What was his point? What was he trying to do? What kind of thing was this? Is it just that Shemekah is somewhat annoying and he wanted to just finish it all up early? You know? Maybe.
You hear that?
You hear that? Yeah. Or is there something more to it? I mean, first of all, you want to do an Erev Yom Kippur. Why is that? I mean, that's not also in theory should be explained, I guess, right? What kind of thing? What kind of idea is that? And why would he do that? It seems like there's two things going on here. There's one idea is that he had his plan of doing it quickly, and another thing was that he wanted to do an Erev Yom Kippur. Two different things. Now, the Erev Yom Kippur has to be explained, the Lord said Erev Yom Kippur, but doing it quickly, I'm saying, could be that there's some concept in why he would want to do it quickly, or it could just be because he wanted to get rid of it. You know? So Jonah's saying something good. I want to elaborate a little more, one further point, but that approach is that. And in Shnai Mikra, it's basically the limud of Torah Shavachsav. You learn Torah Shavachsav. And that's what we're saying is like, there's a study to how to learn Torah Shavachsav. That's Torah Shavachsav. That's what Shnai Mikra HaTirgam is, so to speak, is expressing that, you know. Now, something I found, like from reading the Ramban's, that there's different ways to learning Torah Shavachsav. Okay, there's a way of learning it, so to speak, pasuk by pasuk. You know, you take a few pasukim and try to analyze them. A little parsha, a few, you know, some little area. Then there's an idea of like a grander way of looking at it. You know, which is like perhaps looking at the parsha as a whole. You know, and then there's even a grander idea, which is the grand idea of looking at the whole Sefer, Shemos, Bereshis, whatever it is. And then there's a grander idea of looking at the whole Torah. Okay? And the Ramban, if you learn the Ramban, what he does often is that he tries to show like why this parsha is here. Like he studies like the ordering of the Torah, the big picture. What's the Torah doing in this Sefer? He has an intro to every Sefer. Sefer Bereishis is about this. Sefer Shemos is about this. And why this is in Sefer Shemos and this is in there and this is in there and this is in there, you know? So there's like he so to speak sees the bigger picture. You know, we often get lost and we get stuck on the particulars. And we never, like there may be like a theme which is going between Parshas Bahar and Bichukosai. But we may not know about it because we study 1 week Bahar and then the next week Bichukosai and we never even make a connection. And especially the whole Sefer Vayikra. I mean, the beginning of Vayikra was months ago. So, but there are ideas which could be attained through studying the Torah in its entirety and seeing the presentation and the development in the Torah, which is something which, again, I think is more advanced than we're really fit to do. But the Ramban does it, you know, and presumably it could be Bibi Barabai wanted to do it. And the way to do it, how do you study an entire book? You got to have the whole thing in your mind's eye at the same time. Otherwise, there's no way to do this unless you have a grasp on the whole thing in a very, in a full manner. That's why we don't do it. You know, it's just too, it's like if you think about, like, the Rambam writing the Mishnah Torah, ordering the Mishnah Torah. Like, you got to have a grasp of the entire Torah and all the halachas in order to organize the whole thing, you know? You got to, it's a grander type of a thing, and you have to have it all in your mind's eye at the same time. So it could be that he held for his learning of Torah Shavachsav, there was something lost in the idea of doing it slowly. Something lost in doing it a little bit each week. Which is that he can't really see the bigger picture. You know, you forget from week to week. Your mind isn't focused. So that's what he wanted to do, is to pack it all in there in one day. Or in 2 weeks, whatever. Well, that's a detail again, exactly how long he wanted to do it. You know, but the idea of like a focused, he held that there was an advantage, at least for him. For the average guy, it may not be an advantage, you know. You have to have a mind to be able to do this. I mean, if your mind isn't capable, it's not going to help you. You know, but you have to have the mind and the knowledge and the know-how to do such a you know, pursuit. So that's what he wanted to do. He said, look, it's a chiyuv shnei mikra, and I'll just pack it all in. Right? But the halacha is, we'll get to our Rav Yom Kippur in a second, but they told him, is it's very nice that you personally want to do that, and it may be better for your personal learning, but shnei mikra isn't just a personal thing. There's a halacha here. And it was codified. So the halacha shnei mikra is the codification of a personal limud of Torah Shavuos. And it was codified based upon the idea of the tzibor, that everyone has to, once you leave it up to every person to do it on his own, some people do it, some people don't do it, it's codified in a way which is whichever is fixed. Everyone has to do it. And then additionally, we said, is the idea of dealing with the tzibor. So the tzibor benefits from your learning, and it creates a certain type of an am involved in Torah, and that perpetuates the existence of Torah, of the Torah, and the knowledge of Torah Shavuos in the people. Which is, the foundation of the whole Torah, is that we know Torah Shavuot. The whole Torah, you know, everything is rooted in Torah Shavuot. So since this thing is codified, that's what they told him, is that it's not all about just picking the best method. And the Chazal told you the best method, but it's negotiable. If you think of a better method 1 year, you could do it in a better method. No, that doesn't work that way. This thing was set up in a codified way. And therefore, you have to follow the tzibor, and that's it. So you want to do this pursuit? Look, I'm sure there's nothing wrong with you doing it, but don't think you can be a Shnei Mikra. It's there is your own thing, you know. Yeah. Better of Yom Kippur. So I don't really know, but one thing it could be is that like in theory, every Yom Kippur is like preparing for Yom Kippur, right? That's like the other thing. And Yom Kippur is a day of where you're Omid Lefnei Hashem, the highest, you know, tefillah before God, thinking about ideas about God and introspection, and you know, so it could be is like a part of the theme of the way Rosh Hashanah and Kippur work is not merely just think about yourself. It's like you see, for instance, on Rosh Hashanah and Kippur, we're talking about God a lot. You know, even though it's about, you know, din and kapara and all that, you think about tshuva, but there's also an idea of your tshuva is highly correlated to your relationship to God and the reality of God to the person and the person's mind's attachment to the idea of God. And insofar as he has that strong attachment, then his small-minded values, so to speak, pale in the face of the ultimate reality of God. So it's the idea of a day of their repentance isn't just the same thing as soul-searching. I mean, it involves soul-searching, but it involves a reality assessment and, so to speak, a comparative assessment of the reality of your values versus the reality of God. And I think that's why we're focused on Rosh Hashanah Kippur, on ideas about God and Melech HaKadosh and Malchus Hashem and all kinds, you know, that's a theme in Rosh Hashanah Kippur. So it could be, but it could be he held that there's a certain appreciation of the Torah, of the Chachmas HaTorah, that he would gain through doing the whole Torah in one shot. And he held that would be like a good preparation for Yom Kippur. You know, I don't know if he held it was always the case or whatever, but it's like, on the surface, it seems like our Yom Kippur is purely introspection. This doesn't make any sense. What are you doing? But if there's like a new insight into the depth and Chachma of the Torah that you could gain from seeing the big picture, so his personal assessment, but he held that would be a good preparation for him. Whatever, I mean, you have to know his motives, his personal life, whatever his area, you know, whatever. But he held, that would help him this Yom Kippur. That's what he wanted to do. And that's what they told him, though. It's very nice, that's what you want to do on every Yom Kippur, but the Torah already codified how you do Yom Kippur, every Yom Kippur. Which is that since the day of Tainus, this is the day of eating. So it's a nice idea, but a person can innovate his own ways to do every Yom Kippur. I mean, you could, as long as it doesn't get in the way of the Torah's program. But the Torah's program, this program of doing the whole Torah is not feasible, given the Torah setup. You know, the Torah setup is also halacha. It's similar in a certain regard. It's like he had his own idea of how to do Yom Kippur, his own idea of how to learn Torah Shavuot. They basically told him that it's nice you have these things, but the halacha is codified and it's not a free for all. And these are things which are, I mean, the point I guess is that these things are codified. mean, not, certain things aren't codified. Certain things are up to a person to figure out his own way to perfect himself. But they're basically these halachos, this memo is showing you that these things are codified. And something which is codified, you can't just say, I have my own way to do it. You know? You can't say, the mezuzah to remind you, enter the house. You can't just say, like, I was Korach. I have a house full of svarim, what do I need to have a mezuzah for? There's a halacha here. You know? It's not, it doesn't lend itself to... But obviously he knew that. But I guess they were showing him that these things are codified. They're not just open-ended things that you can do in your own way, but they're rather they're set up in a fixed manner. So now the question is, okay, so you have to do it with the tzibur. With the tzibur. What does that mean, with the tzibur? Like, when? Do I have to do it on Shabbos? Do I have to do it Monday, Thursday? In shul? Like, what's the parameters here? Right? Okay. So that's what this Tosfos is about. Tosfos, Yashlim Parashiyosav Im HaTzibur. Okay? So he says, Nira Dechol HaShavua, the entire week, Mikivan the Maschil Nikros HaParsha, when they begin reading the Parsha, Dehainu Miminchas Shabbos Veilach, Ad Shabbos HaBa'a, that's from Mincha, Shabbos HaMincha, right, where you land, let's say, the next Parsha, until the next Shabbos, Nikros HaTzibur, that's what it means, and with the Tzibur. So it means when they begin reading that thing, that Parsha, which is the Shabbos in the prior preceding Shabbos, up until the Shabbos of that thing. Even though regarding Gitin, I guess the dating a get, so there's an idea of dating it, and there's a phenomenon of before Shabbos. So what does it mean before Shabbos? The reference, quotes, before Shabbos, refers to Wednesday till the end of the week. So therefore, maybe the argue that Shai Mikra V'chatargam has to be Kame Shabbos, before Shabbos, so therefore it would have to be from Wednesday onwards. He says, now, here it doesn't go that way. Okay? Even though that's the way it goes by dating a get, that's not how it goes here. But there's Havi Noskana here. Havi Noskana, whether or not you'd have to do it in the time which is identified as prior to Shabbos. Apparently prior to Shabbos has to be related to Shabbos. So the few days from Wednesday onwards, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, I guess, are 3 days, or the 3 days prior to Shabbos. I guess after the beginning of the week is after the previous, you know, after the previous Shabbos. This is before the next Shabbos. So you might think that's when you have to do Shnei Mikra. Kamash Malan, no. It starts from whenever the Tzibur begins it. Okay.
They started the Shabbos Mincha.
Before. Well, unless it's 2 weeks, if there's Yom Tov or whatever, but, you know, whatever it is, whenever they start it, you know. Yeah. And then, V'zaman HaShlama, as well, just finished this, V'zaman HaShlama, Yesh B'Medrash, I think that's how he changes it, too. B'Medrash, Yesh Gimel Dvarim, Tziva Rabbeinu HaKadosh Labana, B'Shash Neftar. So Rabbeinu HaKadosh told the son three things before he died. Shalatochlo Lechem B'Shabbos Ad Shtigmru Kol HaParsha. You shouldn't eat bread on Shabbos until you finish the whole Parsha. I think he means lunch. Mashma, the kodem achil tzarech lashima. It implies that you have to finish it before you eat. Umihu, imashlim alachar achil l'shaper dami. But if you finish it after you eat, that's also okay. Mikal makom, mitzvah m'mufkar kodem achil. But it's better to do it before you eat.
It's better to do it before you eat, but it's okay if you do it after you eat, I guess. It's a good question. Do you have until the end of Shabbos, or does it mean until the mincha? Because then they start the next parsha. You know, you could argue, I could see going either way. I could see saying, look, once we get on the next parsha, or I could see, is that the identity of this week's parsha? So the whole Shabbos, this is this week's parsha. So it's true they've begun, like maybe there's an overlap a little bit from Mincha to the end of Shabbos. This week's parsha, but they still yet they've begun the next one. I don't know, I'm not sure.
When is the end of Shabbos?
I don't know. I guess we should define, for starters, what's this Hav Amin Maskana? About whether or not Shnei Mikra begins when it's considered officially before Shabbos, which would be on Wednesday, right? Because that's officially called prior to Shabbos. That's the Havmina. Kamash Malan, no, you could start Shnei Mikra once the Tzibur begins that Parsha, that Sedra, which is the Mincha on the week before. It's a good question you're trying to bring up, is according to the Havimina, which says that you do it from Wednesday on, because that's called prior to Shabbos, so maybe you'd be able to do it also after Shabbos until the next Tuesday, because that's called after Shabbos. You know, like maybe then
Like if your reference point is the Shabbos, maybe you don't have to do it before, maybe it'll be after also. I don't know. It doesn't say. It's talking more about the beginning point, starting point. It's not clear what the how far that Hamina would go. So I don't know. We can leave that open. I think Jonah's right. On the surface, the Maskana makes good sense. The whole idea is with the Tzibor. So why would I think it goes by Gad when it's before Shabbos? What does that have to do with that? The idea is with the Tzibor. Given, when the Odishnai Mecca, one from the Gemara. What does the Gemara say? Nematibor, right? Nematibor with the Tibor. So I would think that the Hamin Maskana of Tosa should be within that. I mean, otherwise, if Nematibor clearly means the Maskana, then what Tosa is saying is, oh yeah, by the way, you could do it at the beginning of the week, even though I get it's Wednesday. And what does that even do with it? The Gemara says Nematibor, of course. The Gemara already told it has to be Nematibor. So it seems like you have to say is that within Tosfos, it's possible to read him on Tzibor to mean to not be all the way from Mincha. So how not? So it would seem like the step Jonah's taking is a good step, is that you'd have to say apparently how mean it would be that Imat Tzibor means with the Tzibor is a Shabbos lighting. And Imat Tzibor is a reference to Shabbos lighting. With the Tzibor, I mean, that's not talking about all other stuff. It's not talking about Mincha and Monday and Thursday. The real, if you'd ask, when's the Tzibor doing Parshas V'chukosai, they're doing it on Shabbos. Yeah, okay, beforehand, you read that, you know. But that's, like, for instance, if it turns out that there's Rosh Chodesh on Monday, so you don't read the V'chukosai. You read Rosh Chodesh. It turns out it's Chol Hamoed, you don't read it. Right? So you'd say the Tzibor, is the reading of the Parsha, is essentially Shabbos. You just look, you have to read on Monday and Thursday, what are you going to read? So, I guess you read the Parsha, why not? But it's not essentially, the din of the Tzibor's involvement of the Parsha, you could argue, is really Shabbos. It's really Shabbos. In Mat Tzibor, you can't, I guess, do it all in one day. So the Takana of Mat Tzibor was, is that as long as it's in the Zman, which is Mitzurah to the Shabbos, it's really the Tzibor does it on Shabbos, and you're doing with the Tzibor as long as you can say you're in the Zman, which is Mitzurah to the Tzibor's reading. I was attached to it, so Kama Shavata. So from Wednesday onwards, you could say you're doing with the Tzibor because they're doing it in the time frame and the Tzibor is doing it. Kama Shmalon, that the Tzibor really is, that the laning on starting from Shabbos Mincha is the Tzibor's involvement in the Parsha. It's not just Pshat that the Shabbos does it, the Tzibor does it on Shabbos, and the during the week stuff is just because, hey, what else are you going to do? But the Tzibor's involvement in the Parsha goes in stages. The way part of the Takana was that the Tzibor is involved in the starts of the Parsha on Shabbos, and they do it more on Mincha on Monday, and they do more on Thursday, they do it on Thursday, and then they finish it up, they do the whole thing on Shabbos. And it's true, if something else comes away, it pushes it aside, and you don't read it then. But the reading it in a Shabbos Mincha is not just an accidental thing that it happens to be next week's Parsha. That's The Tzibor's involvement in the Parsha is really spans the week. And therefore that time frame is Koveya, a time frame of the Tzibor's doing the Parsha. And that is from week to week, from Shabbos to Shabbos. So Ima Tzibor means in the time frame which was established, which is started by the Tzibor of Shabbos Mincha and ended on the next week. So that's what I say, is that it's I guess it's teaching you the concept of Imat Tzibor. Shabbos is bringing out that the Shabbos Mincha is really the Tzibor's beginning of the thing. It's not just Shabbos, they do it on Shabbos, and that's just accidental. It happens to be the week's Parsha, could have been anything. No, that's really the Tzibor's involvement in the thing. Whoops. The Gemara is saying that you do it with the Tzibor. But the question is, when does the Tzibor begin the Parsha? So it's teaching you, Ratosus is pointing out to you that the Tzibor begins the Parsha on Minchan Shabbos. The Minchan Shabbos is not just the happenstance they're doing that week's Parsha because they have nothing better to read, but that's really the Tzibor's involvement in the Parsha. The Tzibor's involvement is from the beginning of the week. It's all one continual involvement. And they do it in stages. Let's do it a little bit, and they do the whole. And it was like, according to Hamid, it's like the Tzibor does it at a point in time. Tzibor does the mitzvah, they do each parsha at one point in time. So how can you possibly do it with a Tzibor? They do it at one point in time. Your thing is going to take longer than that one point in time, so what would it mean in a Tzibor? So then you'd have to say a Tzibor meant in the time which is mitzuraf to that one point in time. So what would it mean the time which is mitzuraf, which is joined to that one point in time? From the time which is defined as prior to Shabbos, which is from Wednesday onwards. But so Kamash Malan, the idea of the tzibur's involvement is not a point in time where they do the one action of reading the entire parsha, but the involvement of the tzibur in the thing is a process. And it's a unit of time which is started on Shabbos and then goes until the next Shabbos. And then you say, well, it makes me define this doing it with the tzibur is they do it during that time frame which the tzibur's involvement set up. It actually gives meaning to when you say, like people say, this week's parsha is Bilchukosai. So what do you mean this week's parsha? Shabbos is parsha. No, but it's this week's parsha. There's an idea. The parsha begun with Shabbos, the previous Shabbos, and the tzibur is involved in it. What does it mean, the tzibur? It could be it's because it's halacha of Shnayim Mekra. What does it mean, the tzibur? Two things. First of all, because we started laning already at Mekra, Shabbos Mekra, and Monday and Thursday, so that's what it is. But I think also because of the halacha of Shnayim Mekra. So Shnayim Mekra means, this week's parsha means the tzibur reads, you know, in shul and the designated times from the parsha. And the yechidim are involved in Shnayim Mekra. So people have their minds, Klal Yisrael has their minds on different things that's going on in Bechukosai. If anyone's learning Torah Shavachsav now, it's a good chance they're focused on this. So therefore, this week's parsha, people are talking about it. Every Devar Torah is about this week's parsha, this week's parsha. There's an idea of that. So now everyone knows, we know the Torah at large, that because of the fact that the shul, we go through cycle through the Torah, and individuals, we go through Shnayim Mekra. So then you have a grasp or an understanding of the Torah. Without that, there'd be parts of the Torah that would be Greek to us. You know? And that's all part of the Takana. Okay, then the next part is, he says, this is the funny thing, is Rabbi Yonasi told his kids three things. One thing is, do Shnayim Mekra before a meal on Shabbos. What kind of thing is that? Before your meal, before you eat bread. So, like, what's the deal with that? It's like, it's kind of strange. Like, where's that come from? It's like, not really in halacha, this is just what he kind of told them. You're like, what's, you know? Is he saying to do the whole thing on that day? It's not clear, but I would say that it probably means to finish it on that day. It sounds that way. It's, don't eat until you finish the parsha. So I don't know if it means, like, finish it on Monday. It could be that. It could mean that's a deadline. It could be that's a deadline. But it sounds like he's saying is don't eat your meal until you finish it. It sounds like as if you, like, that's part of what you do. You finish it and then you eat. Maybe. You could say that, or you could say it means that's your deadline. If you do it on Monday every week, that'll be great. But as then uses to fill his words. Or he's telling them, do it specifically, I don't know the whole thing on before then, but at least the end of it. Not clear. I guess it depends on the spot. So just quickly, he said maybe the idea is that because he holds Shnayim Mekra as part of the Seder Hayom Shabbos. And as such, there's an order, you should order your Seder Hayom to include, to go first to learning, your obligation to learn, and then eat and get, you know, drinking and which puts you, makes you tired. I mean, he also said, since there's a Tzirayon, there's a Tziraf between the two, and therefore you should order them. But if there's no Tziraf, if there's no idea of Tziraf, then it's hard as an arbitrary thing. So Rabbi Yonasi is telling his kid the Tziraf, and I said, a support, Rabbi, I think, said, question is about whether Avel could do Shnayim Mekra on Shabbos, because he's not allowed to learn. So he said that if it's a halacha of Talmud Torah, he wouldn't be able to. But if the halacha of Tziraf, so then he would, because he does the Tziraf, like he davens, even though it has learning, you know, psukim in it. So that he said that's what Rabbi Tali. So perhaps that's what Rabbi Nasi helped. Okay, fine. So I want to do next, I think this is the halachic part. I mean, there's one thing is the Rosh says he could do Rashi or something. Maybe we'll look at that. But there's the next thing is a story. Rishu ben Levi told his kids three things. One of them was finish Shnayim Mekra on time. Another thing is about cutting blood vessels on a chicken. And the third thing is honoring a Talmud Chacham who becomes senile. Like that, so I just want to. So it's a garata, but it's very interesting. So maybe we'll finish up a little bit of the halachic points, and then we'll do that, I guess, next. And after we do this sugya, the next thing I was thinking of doing, because I did over Shabbos, is a sugya regarding sugya about freeing an eved, the isser to free your eved, an eved kanani, and not free an eved kanani. It's an isser asay, but you're allowed to if you need it for a minion. So what's the deal with that? So I don't know, it's a Gemara and Megitin and Brachos. So maybe we'll do that next. Okay, also I forgot to say, tomorrow, I'm not going to be here tomorrow.